Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater before Comedy Bang Bang, formerly Comedy Death Ray, formerly not a thing. It's Tuesday, October 18th, Two Oceans 11. Where are my name tags at? Do we have any name tags? Jordan's back with a boxing glove. Did you win last week?
No way.
No, okay, good. All right, we don't have to get into the whole story. I was just double checking because it would be cheating. Once you win the prize package, please don't ever enter again. And also, a couple empty seats over there. That's unusual. I don't know what that's about. My popularity is waning. It's like a, what is it? Is it like a, it's a beautiful night outside? It's not a bad night to stand in line. I don't know what happened. Jordan? All right. Jordan, did you hear about... We just did a show in, we were in Chicago, and some guy had a baseball with blood all over it that said, "Not Jordan." And I'm here to tell you, he did not win anything. So I was happy about that, because I don't care for people disparaging Jordan in that way. There's Jennifer with a Price is Right name tag. Is that an actual one from the show, or you recreated it? It's actual? And did you get called down? You didn't win any of the showcases? Well, I'm not interested in you. Jane has a bag of chips. That's pretty smart. A lot of my guests tonight like chips. So they might get picked because then they can snack on it. Melissa has a big, long, crazy... What kind of snake is that?
It's a sandworm.
It's a sandworm from...
Beetlejuice.
Of course. That was my second favorite character after Alec Baldwin. And then we got a Chuck back there. No name tags over here. It's kind of a mellow section over here. Oh, you got one. Keith... You taped your name to like a hat or a yarmulke? It's a yarmulke. Okay. I don't get it, but... God bless you. Thanks to everyone who came to my shows at the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio last night. Lisa Visa, that's what I call her because that's what her name tag said, lost against Dan Gabriel in the category Columbus, which was movies not that take place in Columbus, but movies that have something to do with a bus. And the answer was Sweet Hereafter. If you haven't seen it, it's a rom-com about a bunch of children who die in a bus accident. It's from Canada. And Abbeville Horror, a young lady named Abby, changed Amity to Abby on the Amityville Horror poster, and so she actually won in the, she played the In Theaters Now category, and the answer was Real Steel,
and Dan Gabriel didn't come up with that. Formulaic was one of the clues, so that could be almost anything that's in theaters now. I'll be back in Ohio on November 3rd. I'll be at Go Bananas in Cincinnati, where you can get a chance to play Leonard Maltin game against young David Huntsberger. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. Real Steel narrowly won the weekend box office crown, and I'm still not sure why robots need to sit on a stool in between rounds. Footloose was number two. It's practically a shot-by-shot remake of the original not-that-great Footloose. Didn't really care for the first Footloose, so I was really hoping they'd take it in a different direction. So while I was watching it, I was thinking, rather than seeing this, because it's so boring, I'd rather fight a robot. So watch Real Steel, not Footloose. This has been Watch This, Not That. Thank you very much. Today's prize bag consists of a lot of fun things. This is a fantastic prize bag. As you guys know, I will be participating, actually performing and recording an episode of Doug Loves Movies on the Weezer Cruise in January. So get things going in the right way. We got a Weezer t-shirt. We also have a copy of Weezer's Hurley signed by every member of the band. Nice. And kind of dented because I guess somebody dropped it during the shipping. And then we also have, what's the other Weezer thing? Oh, a Weezer poster that's very cool and has lots of stuff like, has the word Pinkerton on it, big letters. And you guys know that's my favorite Weezer album, so pretty happy about that. And our guest tonight contributed to the prize package. Of course, I included my CDs, Potty Mouth and Professional Humoridian, but also contributed into the bag. This won't give away who it is, but we have an Alf puppet. Yeah, it's fucking Alf from Melmac, you guys. And he's wearing a tank top, which I don't remember Alf being really into tank tops, but he's tube top. He's wearing a something top that says Born to Rock on it. So Alf is even funny when just wearing a half shirt. And then we also have, and these are going to give away who the guests are probably, we have a CD, couple of CDs that are called May I Help You Dumbass and Freak Dance. And then we also have a copy of The Human Giant. I think, what's on this one? It's like highlights from season one plus season two exclusives. And this is, of course, after there was a third season and then several years of no show at all. So this is really a nice nostalgic thing to have. And that means, it doesn't totally mean, you guys don't know exactly who my guests are, but you're narrowing it down in your head, so I might as well just tell you. Please welcome Moshe Kasher, Matt Besser, and Rob Hubel.
Hi, everybody. I am the voice of Alf.
That's why you contributed that prize?
Yeah.
That was my prize.
That was Moshe brought that, and when I was grilling him about why he had it, he purchased it so that it would come in handy in a comedy situation someday.
And look what happened.
Look what happened. Somebody's going to win it. They're so excited. Rob brought, of course, the Human Giant thing.
Yeah.
Because you're one-third of that.
Yeah, well, I'm half of it, really.
Oh, okay.
Should I give this away?
Yeah, let's give it away, too. You also brought a t-shirt that says,
well,
what does it say on it?
One time I was in Las Vegas. Have you ever been to Las Vegas? Do you know where that is?
No.
I don't want to name drop on you, but it's fucking cool. And you know how there are guys that that hand out the little flyers to, like, for strippers and stuff? Well, I was really drunk, and this guy was wearing this shirt.
You killed him?
I murdered him.
You took a shirt?
I murdered him.
I was wondering why you were standing up for this bit, but it's been worth it.
We did a shirt swap. He got my shirt. I don't remember what it had on it. Nothing this cool. And then this one says, you know, what it says, Las Vegas strippers.
You swap sweaty shirts right there on the
strip. Yeah, but I've washed it.
Oh, okay,
don't worry,
cool.
I've washed it. But I will say, I've never worn it. I got this, and I was so excited. I thought, I'm going to wear it all the time. It's hilarious. Never worn it.
Yeah, because people stop you all the time and have to write the number down.
Yeah, hey, what's that number?
Let's save it out. Just, you know, maybe they'll come back to me for more advertising on the show. It's 702-313-4393.
Strippers.
And if you call that number, a stripper will come by and watch Law and Order with you.
So come on over.
In your room.
Strippers paint off your house.
Direct to your room. Yeah, they'll come and do anything you want them to do. That, you know, they're certainly stripping can't be the whole thing.
It's mostly Law and Order.
I think it is the whole thing with strippers.
It is?
Yeah, that's sort of the alpha and omega of their whole personality. Is that they take their clothes off. I'm pretty sure.
Did you guys see that movie Somewhere where Brad Dorff's character, is that his name? Steve Dorff. Steven Dorff.
Lieutenant Worf.
Dorff on Golf?
Yeah. Dorff on Golf would have these girls come over to his room, and they would just do these weird dances with a pole and stuff that were kind of sexy, but I just don't...
It was the only part of that movie I could watch. I remember that.
Yeah, it was more exciting than the rest of it.
Was his daughter in the room when the strippers were there?
No, but there's strippers for a few minutes, and then the next scene you're watching a 10-year-old ice skate. So it's a really conflicting boner situation.
Not for me at all.
You may have just coined the term conflicting boner situation.
It's about time that somebody came up with a total CBS.
You should pitch that to the network. You should go to CBS.
From now on, I'm just going to be like, oh my God, CBS stands for conflicting boner situation. I'm watching NCIS. I'm perfectly hard. And then what appears on my TV? But
I'm a bigger fan of No Boner Conundrum.
That's a good network too.
That's the Robert Ludlum novel, isn't it? The boner conundrum. So, Moshe, this is your first time on Douglas Movies.
Killing it so far.
You're doing great. I was too lazy to IMDb you this afternoon.
Thank you.
Of course, I IMDb. Are you in any movies?
What kind of question is that?
Motion pictures?
A fucked up question. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you in a second. I know the answer is yes. What?
I've been in a movie.
Yeah? What was it?
It's called Sorry Thanks.
All right. Sounds like a confusing title.
It's a conflicting boner situation, if that's what you mean. It's a mumblecore film.
Oh, those are the best.
Well?
I meant worst. I don't know. Each mumblecore film should be judged individually.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're saying your movie's about mumbling...
And core.
Mm-hmm. You've probably lost anyone that just wants to have a good time at the cinema.
Yeah, it's a slow and...
What did he say intensely? Because that's what it seems like they're saying, is it's intense but also mumbled.
No, it's a fine film made by a good friend. Dia Sokol was the director.
He's not going to hear this. You don't have to sugarcoat it. You can say it's a pile of shit if you want.
These things have a way of getting around.
No, they don't.
Is the movie like available on DVD?
It is, and on Netflix. You can watch me mumble in a really hardcore way.
And are there any other names that you could drop in the cast?
Wiley Wiggins?
Steve?
The Wiley Wiggins from Days of Confused.
That's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that but was that's a the fake name. Snappy Sullivan.
Ichabod Crane.
Mike Mumbler.
Like Jesse Corr. There's a lot of different people.
I like Wiley Wiggins. I'm in. You and Wiley Wiggins is all I needed. You, I was on the fence. You throw in Wiley Wiggins?
Throw in Dazed and Confused.
Fucking.
The whole concept of mumblecore is that there's no stars. It's just like super... It's like
Wiley Wiggins is a star. Don't even try. Right. Don't pretend otherwise.
It's like basically watching five of your friends do exactly what they would do if they weren't in a movie.
That sounds awful.
Well, depends on what you're
sounds
into.
Sounds really awful.
Rob Hubel.
My friends kill cats.
That's what the movie's about.
Find cats and kill them. Hi, Doug.
And they mumble while they do it?
You go, meow.
Hey, kitty, kitty. Hey, kitty, kitty. I'm going to murder you. What if you got in the can, Rob? I read something somewhere.
Movies?
Maybe the trades.
You got some feature film.
Well, I shot this thing a long time ago. It's going to be good. The Descendants comes out next month.
You're in The Descendants?
Yeah.
With Clooney in Hawaii?
Me and my best friend, George Clooney.
Did you fly to Hawaii to be in it?
Yeah, I was there for 3 weeks. It was
nice.
Great. Yeah, it was like the best job I ever had. I'll never have that again. There was a
Wait
point
a second.
Where
Don't you think there's a chance for a Descendants 2? No spoilers.
Descendants 2 Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah, whatever. Whatever you want to call it. Search for Curly's Gold.
It was really fun. I felt really guilty because I only worked like 4 days, but I was so...
You were there for 3 weeks. That's amazing.
I had a whole week off where I didn't do anything. And I went to them and I was like, I'll go back to LA. And they were like, no, just stay at the hotel and chill. I was like, all right.
Stay on the island. Get a DUI. Have you learned nothing from the Lost cast members?
I got 14 DUIs.
Nice. Yeah. You showed them.
Yeah. I fucked up that whole
You
state.
Showed Mr. Echo what's what when it comes to DUIs.
Did he get a DUI?
Yeah, he got one, and Watros got one, and...
Yeah.
Is his real name Mr. Echo?
Rodriguez got one. I can't pronounce
his
real name.
His
real name
is Oba Baba Wama
Baba Jamba. Yeah, he's got a hard name to pronounce if you're, you know...
Mamba Jamba Wamba?
Anyone who's not
The
him.
African guy's name was Mamba Jamba Wamba? That feels racist.
I get knocked down, and I get up again.
Oh, it was Chumbawamba. It was Chumbawamba.
I get drunk, and I
and
drive
I get a
again.
DUI.
But I'm Mr. Echo, fuck it.
I'll have a Hawaiian drink, and a Hawaiian drink, and a Hawaiian drink, and a Hawaiian drink.
Wasn't Mr. Echo the only guy not to come back in the final episode?
I think so. I think he has...
Like they,
I think
we
he was
got
mad.
Everyone's tie up in their story, but Mr.
Well, they
Echo.
Couldn't get him.
Yeah, he'd yes, moved on to... He was getting drunk in another country. So, Descendants, that's awesome that you're in that.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, very happy for you.
Yeah, my best friend is George Clooney.
Great buzz.
Saying that.
He's the movie's gotten
friend.
Great
I
buzz.
Can't help it. He's my best friend. He's a great guy. I love him.
Tell us some of...
some pranks on set.
Something.
All right, some
pranks
some pranks.
Set, sure.
We played a lot of pranks on each other on set. One day I woke up and my dick was tied into a knot. And I was like, who did this? And George Clooney was like, I did it. I'm your best friend, George Clooney. So, you know.
But once your dick was tied in a knot, did you put it in someone's mouth to see if they could untie it? That's the girl from Twin Peaks there? Matt Besser's here, everybody. And
hi, everybody.
First guest to get applause when I mention his name, so that's totally unfair.
That guy can't applaud. He has on a boxing glove.
No, he's intimidating. Guy in the front row with a boxing glove.
Well, you know, it's up to you whether or not you're going to pick Jordan
the blinking skull.
To play for in the Leonard Mullen game, but he will punch you softly if you don't pick him. Softly, you know, softer than a fist, right? He's got a bust.
Punching you softly with my fist.
Punching me softly with his song. Punching me softly.
And then get up again. Right afterwards.
Freak Dance is a movie that you are involved with. What's this thing in the prize pack? What is the Freak Dance CD?
That's from when we did the stage show. We recorded all the songs, but since then we've filmed it into a movie and fully developed all the songs, so that's not actually what's in the movie.
It's like a work in progress that we're giving
like
away
the demo
from
tape.
The past.
Yes.
It's like this is what Doc Brown would give you if he got in the DeLorean.
Then, great analogy. Great.
Thank you very much.
Now I understand it.
I just brought it up so I could do my impression of him.
Do
Doc
it.
Brown was
You're
a
ready?
Big UCB guy.
So
it's pretty good. It's a pretty
so
solid
spot
impression.
On. So spot on.
Gigawatts! Which is what everyone should say.
That should
when
be
a
your...
black person says something inappropriate. Gigawatt!
Mr. Echo, you got a DUI. Gigawatt!
Show hasn't been racist in weeks, so I can afford one. So you, but now Freak Dance is a major motion picture.
Major, 93 minutes long. It's going to be the Austin Film Festival this weekend. I think this plops on Friday, right? So mm-hmm. It's tonight at the Austin Film Festival and Sunday, and it's a parody of all dance movies. It's also musical. And it's a comedy. It's all those things.
Did you see the movie Step Up 3D?
I did.
It's awesome.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The most ridiculous part of that movie is this guy lives in Manhattan, and he parks his car in an alley behind where he lives.
Oh, God. Well, that happens.
When I saw that, I was like, I don't believe this. There are no alleys in New York. No
you
one
couldn't
has a
suspend
car.
Disbelief for that.
You can't park in the alleys? You're not supposed to.
Matt, I love this theater that you started here.
Oh.
You know, I've been doing the show here for years, and yeah, and everybody. I know there was other people in your group, but I don't think they really did as much as you did. But the one thing I just want to implore you is to, when you have a giant clock, to let everybody know what time it is during the show. Could mm-hmm. you? Is there someone you can talk to make sure that it's not 5 minutes fast?
Oh, is it?
Or yeah, I don't know, it's about 4 minutes fast right now. So that's no help to us at all.
You can pick someone and fire them tonight, Doug. That'd be
anybody
fun.
I want, I can
yeah,
fire them.
It'd be fun. It'd be like a reality show.
And then that intern, what will happen to them? They'll continue to not earn money. No, everybody here is super nice, but it's been cracking me up for weeks that there's a clock to keep things on time.
Well, Dr.
Easy
Brown
reference.
Should come back and tell us the real...
Jigga, whoa!
5 minutes!
You say what? Have you guys been to the cinema lately yourselves to see
motion pictures? I just saw the movie Moneyball.
Good.
Listen to that reaction. Did you hear that?
That means no one else saw
it. I don't know. I don't know.
No one saw it?
They don't like to weigh in until they know what you think of it.
Yeah. No, that's not what it was. No one saw it. You saw it?
This guy saw it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, someone goes, go see it, because I'm not really a baseball fan, but someone goes, go see it. It's not even about baseball. It's totally about baseball. It's only about baseball.
Yeah, that's like what we were talking about backstage. That's like when somebody goes, Book of Mormon, it's not like a typical musical. It's a fucking musical. But that being said, isn't it a fascinating movie?
Yeah, I thought it was really great.
Yeah, it's really good. It's interesting.
It's about my hometown.
Oh, you're from baseball?
I am from baseball. I'm from Moneyball. It's very close. It's a Jewish suburb of baseball.
Moneyball, Arizona.
That was really good, right? I thought that was really good.
I
thought that was good.
that was you just got on base, and I would put you on my team.
Oh,
that's how it works at Moneyball.
Much.
You get the players to get on base. You don't care about that they smoke weed on occasion or other things. But I think it's a really good movie. I thought it was good. Possibly my number one of the year.
No way.
Movies.
No way. What's
better?
The best movie of the year is Attack the Block.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
Best movie of the year. If you haven't seen that, then you should either kill yourself... Or
see Moneyball.
See it?
Put my tied up dick in your mouth.
What about the Footloose remake? Did you diss that at the top of the show?
I think I might have, yes. Only in comparison to, I'd say,
great.
If you have to choose between Real Steel and Footloose, first of all, again, knotted up dick in your mouth is a better preference to either of them. But if you have to see one of them, I'd go Real Steel.
Real Steel's good?
No. I'm just saying.
I just want to see how they rationalize a city that bans dancing.
They couldn't do it in the first movie. The first movie, when I was a kid, I was like, this is bullshit. There's no
this
city.
This is bullshit.
This is total bullshit.
One day I'll get really high all the time. This is bullshit.
Your movie was just on TV. I was just watching your movie.
Super High is just on TV, like...
Is
now,
it on
right
TV?
Now it was just on.
Is it on all the time?
It'll be just on again tomorrow. Yeah, G4 bought the rights to it, and they just fucking practically show it on a loop. It's Super High Me, Attack of the Show, Cops, repeat.
What's wrong with that?
It's the whole fucking network.
Wait,
every once
like
in a while,
money?
They throw in Cheaters. What?
Do you not? You don't enjoy?
Because there's not enough stabbing in those other three.
What are you gonna do with all that sweet, sweet G4 money?
No money comes in from it.
I know.
I mean, I think it's supposed to come in from it. I think I'm supposed to get something, but I don't see anything.
That's sweet dirt bike money.
And not to take this away from movies, but also the pilot that I made for them, The High Road, they show that over and over again, but they don't want to make a series because they don't want to commit to a pot-themed TV show.
But they'll show one episode
of it. They show High Road and Super High Me over and over again all
They're
the time.
They're just dating your show right now.
I don't know what that means, but...
They don't want to marry it.
Yeah, they super do not want to marry it.
Wow.
Yeah.
What other movies are at 50-50? I didn't see that. Did anybody see that? Is that good? Really? It seems like it would be a bummer. Is it not a bummer?
Okay. It's 50-50, really.
It's a little bit of a bummer?
But let's. But just to break it down, though, when Moneyball gets nominated for Best Picture and Attack of the Block does not, because that's how they roll.
Yeah.
Then well, Moneyball's the best.
Well, wait. What was the movie with Christopher Plummer and Luke Skywalker guy?
Beginnings.
Star Wars.
I heard you love that.
That movie was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that movie should win an award.
How many knotted up dicks out of four do you give it?
Hold on, listen to this. You know the guy the guy that directed Moneyball is this guy, Bennett Miller.
Yeah, Bennett Miller.
He directed me in a commercial that played in New York before movie theaters for years and years. It was this thing I did called Inconsiderate Cell Phone Man.
Yeah, I loved you in that.
It was the dumbest thing.
But that was directed
ever.
By Bennett Miller.
Bennett Miller directed
that. Two-time Academy Award nominee, then, I'm guessing.
Well, this is before he did. He was,
I know.
So he did that, and then he was like, Hubel's awesome. I'm going to take this fucking heat and go direct Academy Award-winning movies. I inspired him.
But if he could do it all over again, Philip Seymour Hoffman would be the inconsiderate cell phone guy.
Damn it.
Because he loves that guy and works with him in every movie he's made.
It was weird in Moneyball. Did anyone else think it was weird that Philip Seymour Hoffman's kind of underused? You know, was that a favor, you think, just because they were buddies from Capote?
No, I think he's great in it, and I also think that there's a point in the movie, not to give away too much, where it sort of becomes not his story. His character sort of capitulates to what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the real life guy is pissed.
Yeah.
The real life guy is like, first of all, I'm not that fat. And it's like, well, well, if you put that first of all, if that's your biggest complaint, then you don't understand how motion pictures work, because they're not going to cast the guy who looks exactly like you, the kid.
Yeah, but usually it's someone
actor.
Better looking.
Better looking. Yeah, that's right. That's true. It is usually better looking.
Why are they going the other way with me?
If you ask me. Well, the guy that was representing Jonah Hill probably had a beef with that also, but he's being quiet about it because he's smart.
Because he lost so much weight
recently.
Because
he's smart and he knows numbers.
Because Jonah Hill lost so much. Jonah Hill.
Maybe they worked out together.
Yeah.
Maybe he and the guy he was playing got together and worked out. Let's trim down together and then neither one of us will be embarrassed.
And I won't have to complain if you're skinny, Jonah.
I saw Cars 2. I did not see Cars 2 on the plane coming home today from Columbus. I didn't watch a goddamn minute of it because Cars is my least favorite Pixar movie of ever, and so that's the one I least wanted to see a sequel to. So I'm boycotting it on planes.
So what did you do instead? It came on the plane, and did you stand up and go, 9/11?
Yeah, I was like, if this isn't going to entertain me, I'm going to start something up that's going to get everyone's going to... memorable flight is what I go for every time I'm on the plane. I think Rose Byrne was on the plane. She's cute. Okay, so one guy in the audience,
I was supposed to go see Paranormal Activity 3 tonight. At 10, but I don't think I'm going to make it because I want this show to go 2 more hours. Is that movie supposed to be good? The second one was a stinker, though, right? But this
I didn't like. I didn't like either of them. Either one of them. They're just like the whole point of the movie is just creating really long form tension. Like it goes for a long time before something scary happens. So then when it finally does, you completely jump out of your skin.
It frightened me.
Really?
I was genuinely scared.
I get
that
suckered
film.
In because
I get bored. I don't think ghosts don't scare me.
Man, you're an idiot. Ghosts are real. Ghosts are real, and they're gonna murder you for saying that. I get suckered into to that movie franchise because the trailer is so ingenious, where they just show the green screen of the audience, the night vision, you know, POV of the audience, and it's just people going like, "Oh God!"
I actually know who edited that, and they use a 2 girls, 1 cup audience. So they fucking
that's a they shouldn't
everybody.
Do that. That's
if
it
was 80, if the movie was 82 minutes of like, oh God, then I would be so into it. Yeah. But since it's that happens once or twice during 82 minutes,
yeah,
and I'm stressing 82 minutes.
There's a
because they do not have a fucking story to tell. It's just a long camera that's mounted in a corner of an apartment or a house, watching shit for a long time, and then finally something happens.
I gotta say it because there's a quote in the trailer from a critic that said, "The last 15 minutes of this movie will mess you up for life."
Really?
I want that. I want to be fucking.
Sounds like it should be a short film.
I want to be messed up for life and have people go, "What happened? Why is he on a stretcher eating his own feces?"
Whatever happened to Rob Hubel?
Yeah, remember that movie from 30 years ago, Paranormal Activity 3? It messed him up for life.
who was a great actor, great performer. He was really just a great guy, actually. And then Paranormal Activity 3.
It's weird that his best friend George Clooney never came to visit him.
And untie his dick. We really think that would have cured him.
I'm sorry, I want to go back. How do you
yeah, let's go
some,
back.
How do
try
you
to go deep,
something
go back,
in a knot that is an inch long? I don't get that.
It's pranks, man. Bros play pranks on each other.
I guess Clooney can do pull off anything.
Pranks. Pranks, man.
It's all right. Bro pranks.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah. What?
Called the Leonard Maltin game. Take out your name tags. There's Jordan's boxing glove and, I mean, yeah, Jordan boxing glove. Jordan baseball is not here. He's pulled himself out of the running. Go ahead, guys. Go pick one you want to play for. Just go and take it from them. Yeah. Jane has potato chips if you're hungry. Murphy has a Frisbee. Oh. Moshe went right for the snake from Beetlejuice. Don't show everybody what's written on the back and don't say it out loud. Cause that's
the sandworm.
That's a shithead.
From Dune.
It also kind of looks like it's from Yellow Submarine. Oh, he went for the boxing glove. Matt Besser picked Jordan with the boxing glove.
I got this one. It says Tony's Kindle. It's a $5,000 Kindle.
You should just go. You should just leave. You should just run out with it.
He has a lot of erotica on here. We have very long beards.
All right, so Rob's playing for Tony and his Kindle. Matt's playing for Jordan and the boxing glove. And Moshe's playing for Melissa.
Sweet Melissa.
And
all right, chill out, Melissa.
Melissa and her snake from Beetlejuice. We'll start here with Rob and move our way down to Matt and then Moshe.
All right, Tony, I hope you like being a champion. I hope you like taking other people's faces and rubbing it in shit.
I don't know why any of those things would happen as a result of this game, but let's play it because I can't wait to see that.
So do we not get to eat those potato chips?
Yeah, we'll still take
James. I can't believe James. I can't believe Jane is sitting there with a giant bag of potato chips.
You should try to return those to the store. I'm sorry, I bought these potato chips and someone's name was on the side.
My name is June.
I'm sorry, I bought the wrong potato chips. My name's June.
You know me from Lost, right? Okay, here we go. Wasn't her name June in Lost? Not her name. Not Jane's name.
Oh, polar bear?
Jin. You're thinking the guy Jin.
Oh, right. He was Jin and she was...
Son.
Oh, okay.
And you're racist.
You put them together. No, Jin plus son equals Jun.
Jigga what?
All right, you get to pick a category, Rob Hubel.
Yep.
Would you like, submitted by @ girlsman. Girlsman? That's movies with either girls or man in the title. Submitted by @ king of pancakes. I had no time to verify that. I just assume he is.
We don't know whether he's actually the king of pancakes.
Twitter has not verified him, so I'm suspect he might just be the prince of pancakes. But he suggested a category that I will go back. I will go back to that well many times because it's a great idea. His category was today, box office today, but in the past, what was number one 10 years ago to this very day?
What's today's date?
Today. Why are you trying to stump me? why are you coming at me with a gotcha question? Today is 10/18.
18.
Yeah. Okay. So that would be
10/18.
You're an expert at 10/18 movies.
Today is 10/18/11. Yeah. So the movie would be the number one movie on 10/18.
Right after,
one.
Right after September 11th.
Yeah, that was not a popular box office.
I think that was a la Wakbar, the film.
Then, and then third category, submitted by @ deadbeat265. Deadbeats, I'm sorry. Too soon. That's movies where...
Also a la Wakbar.
That's movies where the actor, a lead actor in the film was dead before it came out.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
Yeah, too soon. Which one do you want? Girls Man, number one in 2001, or Too Soon?
I think I want Too Soon.
All right. This two.
This guy's excited. Yeah, you can clap.
One person clap.
Don't clap. You know, it's fine to be to clap autistically. I always say that. Like, I think people just clap whenever you want. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about them. Just clap whenever you want.
That was a serial killer clap. Yeah, too soon.
You just pulled your visor down as if that makes you look less like a serial killer.
I'm a secret golfer.
I'm not a serial killer. Look at this visor.
I'm your secret golfer, golfer for money. All right, here we go. Three stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie where somebody died.
Wait, can this be throughout all of time? This is going to be really hard.
Well, motion pictures have only been for the last.
Some of these are Paleozoic.
No, hieroglyphics.
I'm about to tell you the year.
Okay.
You get ahead of yourself. You're so excitable.
I know. I just want Tony to win. He needs a bigger Kindle.
The year is 1994.
Okay.
Three stars from Leonard. I might go higher. It's a good movie. But Leonard calls this movie dark. And he also says that it has a great production design. Yeah. And it was followed by a sequel, a TV movie, and a TV series.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. And he lists nine names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Rob Buell?
There was a sequel, a TV series, and a TV movie?
Yeah.
Well, I have to think of this in terms of my own life. In 1994, I was in Atlanta, and I got...
You know the other contestants will be able to hear all this. You're not in a soundproof booth.
What was I doing when Rob was in Atlanta?
I can name it in five names.
All right. Strong opening bid. We go to Matt Besser. Making a lot of faces.
Does this mean, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does this mean the lead guy died or just a guy? Like a guy, like a gaffer.
Could be anybody. Could be anybody.
Fuck.
Yeah.
In the film.
Yeah, they have to be in the film.
Can't just be some guy that died.
Have to be in the film and then died before it came out. So I don't know how many times we as a public would know about someone.
I already know what it is.
I
already know what it is.
All right.
He says, Tony, how big do they make these Kindles? They make them as big as flat screens?
No. Oh. Okay, so my turn.
Yeah, you either say name it or lower.
I can name it.
In how many? In lower names?
Zero.
Zero? Negative?
Zero names.
Do I go negative?
No.
Zero?
That means I have to name someone.
Yeah. From the top.
Do I have to name
down.
The lead?
Yeah, from the
okay,
top.
Okay, I can do negative one.
Okay.
All right, well.
So now.
Hold on, I can too.
So Rob, you.
I can too.
Rob, what you can do does not matter at this point.
Okay.
It's between Moshe and Matt.
Okay.
And. You get to say either name it or go more negative.
Yeah,
so you're saying name it?
Hope
he doesn't know what he's talking about. So what's the movie and what's the one name?
The Crow.
And what's the one name?
Is it Brandon Lee?
Yes.
Damn it! Damn it!
Nicely done.
So sorry, Tony. I'm so sorry.
And if you go on to win today, Matt Besser, since you did that, you also have to win today, and then you will be an alternate in the next Tournament of Championships.
That's the only movie. Everyone in the room got that, because when you talk about people that died before the movie came out, everyone goes, oh, like The Crow.
Wait, but yeah, because
who would ever think it might be The Dark Knight or Network or dozen other famous movies where somebody died?
But it was 94.
Well, once we narrow it down, that's part of it. You figured it out. Good for you. Bit smarter next time.
Now I got to put on my lip balm.
Because negative one was the right answer.
How does your dumb bidding become my problem?
That's what I want. Well, I thought we were going to be nice and like fuck around for a little bit and like... And it was like, go for the throat.
I didn't really think that was the answer.
I got a guy who has a tiny little Kindle here, man, who needs a bigger Kindle.
Well, how does it...
I got a guy who has to fight with one boxing glove.
Rob, how does it feel to have Matt rub your face and shit?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
All right, so Matt got the point. And Rob, you get to start us off again.
All right.
But this time we're going to go to Moshe second to change it up. Rob's on his feet. He has to stand up to... Oh, he's back down.
I high five somebody in the audience.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes I do that.
Why does a loser deserve a high five?
That is the highest member of the audience by far.
The highest five.
Kind of a loser? He's a random audience member. I high five people.
I said, you're the loser.
Oh. He said, why does the...
At Captain...
I defended you.
At,
I thought he was calling you a loser.
At Captain Rip Murdoch suggested a category called Yes, Ma'am, and that's the films of Sam the Ma'am Levine. Or horror movies, because you know, of course, what month it is. I don't have to say that it's Cocktober to make my point. And the third category is called Edgar Hasn't Seen It. And that's movies that have not been seen by film director Edgar Wright.
He sent me a list. How would anyone know? How would anyone know?
He blogged a list.
How do you know it was actually him that sent it to you?
Because I would have gotten a text saying, someone hacked my blog.
That's a terrible British accent. That's
horrible.
My blog.
Someone attacked my blog. Attack the blog is going to be my next feature.
Best picture.
It takes place in a corridor. All right, so...
I would like to do... I can't do the Sam Levine one because I don't know the movies that he's been in, and I don't think I would get them.
Okay.
What was the other
one? I love the way you talk us through everything.
Yeah.
The other ones were Edgar Hasn't Seen It.
I don't trust that one.
Or horror films.
Yeah.
Horror?
Those are like scary films, like the scary
Oh.
Not horror films.
Yeah, let's do that. Horror movies.
All right, yeah. It's not Pretty Woman. It's a scary movie. Scarier. Scream!
Oh, is it Scream? I win.
Damn it.
Simon says Scream.
Does he get a point?
Man, this is easier than I thought.
Game is
I can't believe you just got a point. So let's go to the next round. Rob would be so angry if that's how he got a point.
All right.
Scream is a series of four films.
Sure or false?
Does Moisha get another point?
Is it Scream 1, 2, 3, or 4?
You can't guess more than one movie. That's where it's going to get tricky. But that is one of the clues. This is one of the Scream films.
Jesus.
It's still going to be a competition, you guys, even though I fucked it up.
Are you really going to stick with this? You can just pick another horror movie.
Leonard says about this movie that it's one of the Scream films. There's nothing... He also
says it's Scream 3.
No? He didn't
he also
say that.
Says... Leonard says move on to another category.
No?
Leonard says it was better than the last three movies of the series.
He also said about it.
Leonard says, I didn't know it was possible for Doug to smoke too much weed at a show.
Believe me, no one ever makes a mistake when they're not high. And also, it's my game, and we're playing this, and the clue is, it's one of the Scream movies. The game still works. Watch. Right. Someone's going to win the point, and other people are going to not win the point. And we're also going to get it done quickly, because now we're running out of time.
Yeah.
He says about this movie, besides the fact that it's a Scream movie, that it's only the climactic showdown that disappoints.
I can name it.
Hang on, I gotta tell you how many names. You always want to do the next thing before it's time to do it.
Why am I being reprimanded? I'm being reprimanded. I need a high five.
There are.
Don't high five that loser.
Don't high five that loser.
That was Scream, right?
High fiving a loser is bad luck in this game. There are 18 names. How many names do you get in, Rob Hubel? Smarty Pants. It's one of the Scream movies.
I can name it in negative one.
Good, strong opening bit. Now we go to Moshe.
I mean...
Yeah, see how this works?
All right. Yeah, all right, name that movie then.
All right, we go. Yeah, dog. Yeah.
Nicely done. I think you're going to get a point.
Don't encourage him. How dare you, sir?
That's Melissa's boyfriend. Her other boyfriend
besides
me.
And if he's wrong, do I get a chance?
No. Moshe's going to get the point if he's wrong. Mm. Which one is it?
Wait, now I have to think of those assholes in that movie.
Movie? You think you know exactly which one it was?
Wait, what did you just say?
Now
I said, my name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. How far back do you want me to go?
I said negative one, so what? I just have to name one of the...
You have to name what movie it is.
The lead actor.
Which Scream movie.
Okay.
And who the lead performer...
Guy? Oh, man.
Yeah, you didn't trick me into saying it was a dude.
Tony, do they make these smaller? You know, a smaller one?
Which one is it, first of all? Because then
obviously Scream 3. We all know that.
Incorrect. Scream 2.
David Arquette.
Moshe gets a point. He's on his feet, and he's high-fiving a loser. How many times do we have to tell you? That's bad luck.
All right, we start with Matt Besser.
Damn it. Sorry, okay. Tony.
The category is movies called Gone with the Wind.
Scream 2. Which category would you like, Matt? Would you like... I was going to introduce a new category tonight that's very exciting, but
yeah.
It's too confusing. It's too confusing.
Can we play
even for seasoned players like yourself?
Can we do the Scream one again?
Only three more
times.
Let's
do it again. I'll pick a different one. Would you like... I think I have to repeat a... Oh, no, she didn't. That's... this is Matt starting us off. No, she didn't is movies where there's a contraction in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we've also got two of the other categories I've already mentioned. Let's go with either girls, man. Either girls or man is in the title.
I like contraction. I like that. Can I just go with it?
Yes.
I just want to go with it.
Yes.
I like the appetizer.
I like your time-saving attitude. This is from 1980.
Oh, I lived in Atlanta then.
Leonard Maltin gives it a super generous 2 stars. Probably the most generous star rating he's ever given, considering what movie this is. Very generous 2 stars. He says about it that... gay subtext abounds.
Like it?
Yeah. Despite, eye-boggling profile shots of... an actress who has, he didn't say it this way, I'm saying it this way, big tits. Leonard is referencing a big-titted actress, but also saying that gay subtext abounds. And it's from 1980. It has a contraction in the title, 2 stars.
How many people here were born before 1980?
Yeah, there's some. Good time waster.
Rob was in Atlanta in 1980.
10 names. How many names do you think you get in, Matt? And then we're going to go to Rob next after you.
Okay. Were we told what kind of movie it was, or do we not get that?
There's a contraction in the title.
That's all.
That's the kind of movie it is.
Those are my favorite. Okay.
Out of 10 names.
I can get it in... fuck. He didn't like it. He's saying 2 stars is bad, huh?
I'm saying 2 stars is he is very nice to it.
Oh boy, I can get it in 4 names.
Strong opening bid. We go to Rob Hewell.
Name that movie.
All right. So this is for the win.
Do I have time for this?
And a. I think we're gonna have a 3-way tie, and we're gonna go into not overtime, but the show's gonna go long, so we have to play another round.
Shit.
Your 4 names are Lee Taylor.
Do you
Young.
Know this, Jordan? Don't tell me, but do you know it?
I haven't heard the names
yet. Yeah, Jordan also has not heard the names yet, so he's anxious as everyone is to find out what those might be, because it might help you. Probably not.
Are you gonna be serving dinner here? No.
No, you're on your own for dinner after the show. You get a stipend.
Okay.
And then you go spend it however you want.
Okay.
Lee Taylor Young, Jack Weston, Barbara Rush, and June Havoc are your 4 people that would be in a movie back in 1980.
June
does
Havoc.
Contraction.
Great.
Contraction
huge
in the title.
One movie.
So I'd say just guess anything that you think might a contraction title or...
Tony, how big they make this movie?
She's Gotta Have It.
That's a fantastic guess because it did have a contraction in the title. I'll read the rest of the names. You guys yell it out as soon as you know it.
This will take 4 years.
Tammy Grimes, Paul Sands, Steve Guttenberg, Bruce Jenner, Valerie Perrine and her big boobs.
Can't Stop the Music?
Can't Stop the Music is correct, audience member.
The last name listed, really sad that it says The Village People. They don't even
I would have gotten that.
They don't even get individual billing. They just get listed as The Village People are the stars of Can't Stop the Music.
All right,
so we have a three-way tie. We have a three-way tie.
What happens?
Nicely done. Who made who say guess it?
I did.
You made who?
I made Besser
made
guess
Matt
it.
Guess it. So we start with Moshe, and then it goes to Matt. And, oh, no, wait. Goes to Rob. You're right. Thank you. Always goes to the last challenger. All right, here you go, Moshe. You get to pick a category. Would you like Edgar Hasn't Seen It, Girls Man, that's Girls or Man is in the title, and number one movie in the country today, 10 years ago.
Number one movie in the country today, 10 years ago.
All right.
Depressing.
2001. 2001 is the year. On October 18th, 2001, this was the number one movie. Wow.
I was in the World Trade Center.
No, the one in Atlanta, a different one.
Two stars from Leonard Maltin. Also probably generous. He calls this movie a big, long tease of a movie. And he also says that it was followed by a prequel. And there are... How many names? Damn it. Suddenly went to my Netflix account. What's that about?
What's in your queue?
Nine names.
There are nine names. The number one movie in America in August, in October.
You know it's on Moshe to bid first, right? You're yeah, talking it through like it's your turn.
It's for me. Where did I live?
Moshe, what do you think? How many?
Eight names.
Eight, he says. Then we go to Rob.
Name that movie.
Really?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not an idiot. The Secret Golfers.
But I am? Is that what you're saying, sir?
You're not going to get this.
I feel like I am not going to get it as well.
No, actually, you will get it because...
So he's getting eight out of nine names.
Yeah. I want him to.
That's your strategy.
Yeah. I want you to give him all but one word in the title of the movie.
It's like you're trying to keep Matt out of the tournament championships.
Oh, that's right. What a bummer. That would have been a big turnaround for me.
Here's your eight names. Do you want the clues again?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Hazel Goodman. Jelko Ivanek.
She's got it.
Francesca Neri.
Whore.
Frankie R. Faison.
What? Flaky?
Gary Oldman. Giancarlo Giannini.
Whore.
Ray Liotta. And Julianne Moore. That's all but one person in the star of this movie that was number one at the box office 10 years ago today, October 18th, 2001. Two stars from Len.
I'm going to be so angry at you if you don't get this.
Do you know it? I mean, obviously.
What do you mean, do I know it?
Would you have guessed it, do you think?
With eight out of nine names, I think I'd have a pretty
it's
good
so
shot.
Fuck you, man! Tart under these lies to think.
I'm pissing it, I know it.
What is it?
Hannibal.
Okay, Hannibal.
That is really bad. poor play on that move.
No, I wouldn't have
no
gotten
one
it right.
This thing's going to appreciate that. But he admits he wouldn't have
wouldn't
gotten
have
it.
Gotten
so
it
Rob
right.
is our winner.
Hey guys, producer Matt here. The number one movie on October 18th, 2001 was actually Training Day.
You know you're not supposed to
well,
yell
it's easy
shit
if
out
you know the actors that were you in know, that movie you, or, yeah. the, or about that movie. That's, you know,
that's
the only way that it's easy.
Behavior like Hannibal.
Right. It's easy in the
that
way
guy's
that
guy's the Hannibal of this audience.
He's
it's totally
Hannibal
gonna
Hannibal
it's,
that out.
It's easy in the way that you find torturing small animals to be easy. But for the rest of us, it's very difficult because of our compassion.
But what? But what did you narrowed it down to in your head? Anything? Any ideas?
I narrowed it down to I knew I was going to be bad at this game.
Like it's October, so the hit movies tend to be
I had
horror
that
films, and yeah. And it was followed by a prequel.
I'm sorry I disappointed.
Followed by a prequel.
I'm sorry, Melissa.
There's only maybe 10 movies in the history of movies that were followed by a prequel.
That's a good clue.
I definitely did get it wrong. I definitely didn't know. I admit that.
I just represent the rub it in committee. And since the show already went long, I figured I'd go even longer with that. Who was you who were playing for? Who gets this stuff? Who's the Kindler?
My man Tony.
Who had the Kindler?
Up to the top of the staircase.
The new Kindler. It's just a bunch of one-liners about how shitty everything is in show business. There you go. Congratulations. Rick, was that his name?
Tony.
Congratulations, Tony. It says Jules Verne on here. I don't know what that's about. I'm not into books. And Jordan, did you put a shithead on here? No. So come up here and write down who your shithead is. There's a shithead on the back of that. Don't spoil it. Oh, that one's been done before. Yeah, I've got a pen. Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go? Real quick, we'll start with Rob.
I want to plug my man over here. He gives the best. This guy gives the best high fives. That's all I want to plug.
Go to freedancemovie.com to find out about that, or mattbesser.com, or yeah, at mattbesser.
And if you're in Austin, go see it tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moshe? I will be in Vancouver at the Comedy Mix this weekend, and also on the 27th of October, I'll be at the Hollywood Theater in Portland, Oregon.
All right.
That's a weird place to have the Hollywood Theater.
He's also going to be at the Portland Theater in Burbank. The next movie interruption is at CineFamily on Monday, October 24th, not the date that I said on the most recent episode. I got it wrong. I'm not going to repeat it again because that's just confusing advertising. So October 24th, and all of my tour dates are at douglovesmovies.com. And I'm just going to say it before I read them. These are my two least favorite shitheads in the history of the show. You guys might love it. You might disagree with me, but check it out.
I lived in Atlanta when these people were born.
As always, this season of The Office is a shithead. Yeah, two assholes agree with that. And I still think it's very funny. And Nancy Grace is a shithead.
She's from Atlanta. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.